the...
Okay, fine. So I want to just review something we did last time, because I have another svara also. But basically, the facts are very simple. The Mishnah says, you have a case where again, in Hatzah, you have two components. Like what we're doing basically, it's Gimel and Aleph, the Tosfos, for top Tosfos. So basically, and Ra. So you have a guy, Hatzah has two components, like here in Hanacha. So if you have one guy doing both of those components, simply he picks something up in his own Rishos, transfers it, puts it down in the other Rishos into the other guy's hand. So the other guy is nothing more than a table, okay? Or, for instance, he picks it up out of the other guy's hand and transfers it and puts it down. So again, the guy's other hand is just a table to either pick it up from and put it down on. Okay, he's not doing anything, okay? So the Gemara says that's mutter. It's mutter for the other guy, because what did he do? He didn't do a kiri, he didn't do hanacha. What did he do? He didn't do anything. But the problem is that it's true, he didn't do anything in terms of otsa, but what about lefnei iver? Because of him, the other guy is able to do hotzah. Right? Like, let's say, for instance, he brings the thing to the window. You know what I mean? So he brings the thing to the window, puts his hand out, and now he allows the other guy to do the hotzah. So it's true, he's not doing the kira or the anacha, but he's doing lefnei iver. He's causing the other guy to stumble. So Tos says, maybe he'll say it's talking about where the guy could have reached it anyways. In which case, that's not lefnei iver. Lefnei iver means where you're really causing the guy to violate where he couldn't have done it otherwise. But if he could have done it otherwise, it's not lefnei iver. But it says, but anyways, that's as a Rabbanon, to help another guy doing an Esser. Okay, which that's the thing we're going to get to today. But let's leave that. So basically, Tosfos struggles, basically. And he works out a case. It must be talking about where it's a guy, and by the guy, there's no problem. He works out a whole lot to try to work out the problem. And he works out a problem. And he works out a solution. The Ron and the Rosh say, I don't know why it's bothering you, Tosfos, because when it says mutter, it doesn't mean it's mutter from the framework of Lufnei Iver, or from the framework of all the other Yisurim in the whole Torah. All it means is it's mutter insofar as Shabbos. In terms of Otzah, it's mutter. It means there's no Akir, there's no Hanah, it's mutter. Now, do you want to know it's Lufnei Iver? I don't know, you learn to say Lufnei Iver, you'll figure that out. As mutter doesn't mean it's mutter 100%, it just means insofar as this framework is concerned. So why Tosfos are you getting all bothered about figuring out how it could be that it's mutter because Lufnei Iver, because these other problems, these problems are other problems. Right? That was essentially the Machlokas. But apparently Tosfos was bothered. Okay, that was the facts. So we said briefly, is that there's two, the word mutter, there's two frameworks. There's a framework of psak and there's a framework of limud. Okay, limud Torah. So the framework of psak, if you say something is mutter, it means it is mutter from every angle possible. There is no isser in the whole Torah of all the Torah mitzvahs. Nothing is going to give you an isser to do this thing. That's what means mutter. That's why a posek is a difficult job, because a posek has to simultaneously be able to consider every single sugya and jas, which is relevant, which could be more than one. Right? So mutter means it is permitted across the board. Okay? And it simultaneously includes all the areas of halacha. But then there's another framework, which is limud Torah. And the framework of limud Torah, you can't study every area simultaneously. Just doesn't work that way. Your mind has to focus first on Hotzah, then focus next on Lufnei Iver, then focus next on, you know what I mean? And every area is its own area of Limud. Okay, so if you say something is Mutter in the framework of Limud Torah, you just mean in this framework it's Mutter. Okay? Okay, so that's, in a certain sense, that's really the Ron and the Rosh's argument, is that here we're not in the framework of Hora, we're not in the framework of Psak, we're in the framework of Limud. So in the framework of Limud, Mutter means in this framework. If you're giving Psak and you say Mutter, it means the psak is 100% mutter, but if you're saying it in the framework of limud, then that's just what it means. It means in this framework alone, it's mutter. Now, there are the yisurim. Okay, fine. So you do the neighbor, you'll figure out that it's also. But there's two words. There's a word mutter in the world of psak, and there's a word mutter in the world of limud. Two different words. Okay. Tosfos doesn't like saying that there's two words. And what's mutter mean? He says mutter means psak. That's what mutter means. Mutter means it's permitted. Okay. Now, since mutter means it's permitted, so the only way you could use the word mutter in Mishnayos, in the world of Limud Torah, it's like a borrowed term. As you're using, this is from studying Hotzah, and I say it's mutter, it means that you could paskin that it's mutter, which implies that it's not Hotzah. Implies it's not Hotzah. Now, you could do that as long as it's possible to avoid all the other Isurim, as long as mutter is a conceivable psak in this instance. But if it's impossible that there would ever be a psak of mutter, because it's always going to be asr for some other reason, so then you couldn't borrow the term mutter, because the psak is an impossible psak in this case. Now, but if there was even one case where it would be a valid psak, even though it's an exceptional case, you could always say, that's what Mishnah's talking about. Saying mutter means it's permitted. Now, permitted means under these crazy circumstances, vis-a-vis all the other surim, but it's doing this crazy ukimta, because the whole point is to teach you about otzah. So it gives you a psak of mutter, which shows you that there's no problem of otzah, and you're going to have to work out all the other cases, why it's not lifnei iver, because it's a guy's thing, and all that. And so as long as you can work out one case, then you can legitimize you borrowing the term mutter, because it doesn't contradict the psak, it is a valid psak, and it teaches you the idea about the concept of otzah. But if that's what he holds, if it were that there was no way it was going to be mutter, it's always asr, then you couldn't use the word mutter, because it's a borrowed term, and the term has a primary meaning of psak. So if the psak is impossible, psak is asr, no matter what, so then you couldn't use the term mutter. I mean, but again, the Ran and the Rosh hold that the mutter, it's not just a borrowed term, there's actually two meanings to mutter. Mutter, there's a mutter b'toras in the framework of psak, and there's a mutter in the framework of limud. And the framework of limud, you don't have to consider yourself a psak, it's a totally different framework. Okay, that's what he says.
Any question?
Okay. So the only thing is, one thing you could not like about the pshat is that it's like a funny halachic question. And this is what Rindy was mentioning yesterday, last time. It's like, what are they arguing about? About, like, words? Like, does the word mutter mean this? Are there two meanings of mutter? Is there one meaning of mutter? Stylistically, how's the word used? Like, they're not really arguing about anything halachic, per se. Like, there's no halachic nafkam, you know, it's not even about the halachic system. It's almost about the words which are employed in the framework of Mishnayos and of Limud Torah and of Psak. Right? I mean, that's something which you could bother you. I mean, you could say, so what? It's, you know, I don't think it's intrinsically a knockout, but there would be something to be desirable to say Svara, where they're actually arguing about Torah, so to speak. You know, I mean, about a reality in the halachic system, not just words. Okay? Although, again, words are things that you have to use and you have to analyze them and have clear ideas about, and conceivably you could have arguments like that. Why not? But it would be, there is what to be desired. You know what I mean? You could make an argument that it would be smoother if you had a halachic definition. Okay? But the problem is the facts don't seem to be that way. The facts seem to be they're arguing about the word mutter. Okay? So I wanted to pose a different svar. Okay? I don't know which one's better, you know. We'll talk about it. But the thing is like this, is that what we're saying is when it says mutter, it means, let's take as a premise that the Ran is correct. Okay, I'm saying a different story. Different story of the same question. Is that, let's take as a premise that the Ran is correct. That mutter, there's a mutter of Limud Torah. Okay, there is a mutter of Limud Torah, and when it says mutter, it means in the framework of Shabbos. Now you could do that. That's perfectly legitimate. Let's take the Ran. That's his point. Why should he say there's only one word mutter? Mutter, there's a mutter of psak and there's a mutter of limud Torah, and this is limud Torah. So the word mutter doesn't mean it's permitted from all the areas in kol Torah kula. It just means in this framework, in the framework of Otzah, in the framework of Shabbos. Okay. So then you understand very well the Ran. That's what he's saying. Is what are you getting? Why are you told? Why are you getting so bothered by turning the term mutter? It's lifnei iver. That's a whole different thing. Who cares if you use the word mutter? Mutter just means in the framework of Otzah. So that was bothering Tosfos. But maybe the point is, the question is, it's a question in Lifnei Iver. Okay? You have an issue with Lifnei Iver. Now, let's assume I cause a guy to violate Shabbos. Okay? I cause a guy to violate Otzah. So what am I violating, so to speak? Am I violating like an independent Isser of Lifnei Iver? Or do you say that like I'm violating my Shmir Shabbos? It's like, my Shmir Shabbos is that I have to avoid doing malacha myself, plus I have to avoid causing someone else to do malacha. I mean, like, that's actually, Lifnei Iver is like an extension of my hischaivos, my chiyav, in every mitzvah. It's like Lifnei Iver, it's actually violating Shabbos. If I cause another guy to eat treif, it's like it's a violation in treif. You know what I mean? Because I'm not keeping treif. Keeping treif doesn't mean me keep treif. It means Klal Yisrael keeps treif. And I, by me causing another guy to do it, it's like I'm violating treif in a secondary form. Okay? Or do you say, no, treif, I'm a totally perfectly good person, treif 100%. Now, I did a separate thing, that I'm a guy who doesn't care about blind people, I'm causing another guy to stumble. You know what I mean? That's a totally different issue. Okay? Like what's the address of Lifnei Iver? Is it its own independent issue, or it really comes under call every single other Esser. It takes on like every other Esser. Okay? So if you say that it really belongs under each Isser, it's not a separate thing, but it really belongs under each Isser. So if I cause another guy to do Hotzah, so I am lacking in Hotzah. Right? It's a violation of Hotzah for me. A secondary of Isser Hotzah for me. So now Tosfos says you can't say Mutter. Even in Lima Torah, you can't say it's mutter in terms of otzah if it's asa from the framework of Lifnei Iver, because Lifnei Iver is a violation of otzah, a secondary violation. So if it were telling me it would be asa from some other framework that it's not kosher or something like that, then of course you could say mutter. Then he'll agree. Those would agree. You could say mutter. Who cares? Mutter just means in this framework of Shabbos, framework of otzah. But since Lifnei Iver is really an extension of otzah proper, so therefore, you can't use the word mutter even in the framework of otzah, because of neighbor is part of otzah, a secondary part of it, but part of it. You know what I mean? But the Ran holds, no, the neighbor is a totally separate issue, it's totally separate issue, independent. So therefore, in the framework of Lima Torah, of Shabbos, and otzah, you could use the word mutter. Lifnei Iver is a different sugya. You know what I mean? So be a machlokas about Lifnei Iver, a real halachic question, not just a matter of the words, but it's a halachic question about Lifnei Iver. You know what I mean? The advantage is it's about all question. A certain disadvantage you could say is it's making a big question about Lifnei Iver based upon this. Like, is that this isn't the sugya of Lifnei Iver, and you're making a broad split in Lifnei Iver. It's pretty big, you know, without getting in the sugya of Lifnei Iver. It's certainly conjecturous. I mean, you have to, when you get into the sugya of Lifnei Iver, you have to check it out. I mean, is this really, you know, maybe do the sugya, you'll see it's clear. One way is correct, the other way is, you know, definitely wrong, or maybe that's a question, or, you know what I mean? So it's definitely just a guess. You'd have to check it to be certain about it. And you could argue it's getting broad. But on the other hand, you could argue that talking about the word mutter is even more broad. You know what I mean? Like, what does the word mutter mean? It's a pretty big question also. It's no small question. You know what I mean? So instead of making just like and this has a halachic sense to it. So, you know, it's jumping a little bit, though, because it's simple pshat, they're arguing about mutter. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't see what's, you know, if you're inclined to make it a halachic question, I think this is a good, I think this is a halachic question. Amen. Okay? If they were arguing, if they had this machlokas about Lifnei Iver, it would make sense that it would trickle down to this case. I mean, it would make sense that way. So, I mean, I think it's Sarachian. You know, they're two different svaras. I think they're both legitimate, and, you know, it's, you know, you have to see. I don't really know. I mean, maybe one way to resolve it would be the sugya of Neiver. It could be, you'd see the first svar, you'll see open eyes one way or the other. You know what I mean? So your point, Gary's mentioning, is like the primary simple pshat in Lifnei Iver, and this is the primary meaning of Lifnei Iver, is to give a guy bad advice in life, business advice, whatever it is. It's like a secondary result of Lifnei Iver is halachically to cause a guy to be nichshal. So I mean, you'd have to say, I mean, that's an argument in favor of saying is this an independent disser? It's an independent disser because he's saying, you know, it shouldn't be the same. The independent thing would be one unified thing. I can't give him bad advice, or I can't cause him to violate halacha, which is also a type of a bad advice. You know what I mean? If you say that it's separate, you'd have to say there's like two faces to Lifnei Iver. There's the idea of bad advice, and then there's an extent. It's because there's a phenomenon like that that you have to worry about giving out bad advice. Therefore, my shmiras hamitzvos in other areas becomes extended based upon the principle of Lifnei Iver. You know what I mean? But I'm not violating Lifnei Iver. It's like Lifnei Iver extends other mitzvahs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a raya, but I mean, here you'd have to say, you're right. I mean, I'm not saying Lifnei Iver is only this, because Lifnei Iver definitely is, because you'd ask, oh, so why don't you just look openly? See, Lifnei Iver is a separate mitzvah in Tayyak. So you say that's a raya, but that's not a raya, because definitely Lifnei Iver has its own thing. But the question is, does it also extend Hotzah, where you say it's totally its own thing? You know what I mean? One thing I was just saying is Tosus also gets into bringing up, if it's not Lifnei Iver, he gets into saying maybe it's a Darabanan of Nira, like you're doing Hotzah. Remember you had a case, I don't know if you saw the case. The case was like if it's a guy, so it will look like if it's a guy who's carrying it, it will look like you're trying to give it to the guy and he's doing Hotzah. You know what I mean? But that is easier to say that it's an extension of Hotzah, because that's really like a Nira ke Hotzah. It's a Gezerah to protect Hotzah, because if you can do it through a guy, then you'll end up doing it. So that's no big deal to say that's in the framework of Otzah. The Chiddush is to say Lifnei Iver is in the framework of Otzah. Yeah. Okay, fine. Good? Any questions? Okay, so now we'll move to our topic here, okay? So the question is now, Tosfos, now we're getting to the question of Lifnei Iver and Mesayaya. Okay? So Tosfos in passing, so he says, It's lifnei yiver because of you, this guy is able to do hotzah. So that's lifnei yiver. It means you're causing a guy to stumble. He basically wasn't going to do the eser, and because of you, he's doing the eser. So that's lifnei yiver. So Tosa says maybe you'll say it's a case where he could have done it anyways, because it's open Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says that if you give a guy a nazir, a cup of wine, so it says that's lifnei yiver. Give a nazir a cup of wine. But that's only talking about where he couldn't have gotten the wine without you, because you're really the cause of the violation. But if he could have got the wine anyways, and you're just pouring for him, so that's not lifnei yiver, he could have done it anyway. So you just happen to be involved in the thing, who cares? Bottom line is that you're not causing the violation, he's doing the violation anyways. So maybe you'll say that's the case is where he could have done the violation anyways. Right? By the Otsah, maybe he was on the table, he could have gotten it anyways, so you're not really doing anything. So he says, yeah. But the problem is it's still Aser Derabanan. Tosus says it's on the fourth line. Tosus Kimel Meralf Bava Dereisha says Mikal Makom Is Darabanan Mihayika. It's still Is Darabanan Shechayev Lafrisho Meeser, because you're chayev to separate a guy from doing an eser, to prevent the guy from doing an eser. So even if you'll tell me it's not lefnei iver, but if I leave my hand out and let him take it from me, so that's an Isn Darabanan, because midarabanan I'm chayev to stop a guy from doing an eser. Okay, I'm chayv to stop a guy from doing an eser. So therefore, it's an iser derabanan to do that, to help him. Okay? So one question we raise is it iser or is it a chayv? It's funny how he says, on the one he says, osn derabanan, he says, why is it on derabanan? Because you're chayv to be porosh yav mitzvah. Am I violating an iser or am I just not doing a mitzvah? Am I not doing a positive thing? I'm chayv to be porosh yav mitzvah. And also, it's like, what about let's say someone's watching. So why am I in violation more than the other guy? He's thinking, I have to stop him. But fine, but when it's stopping him, is it my responsibility to stop him? Whose responsibility is this? You say, well, I'm more directly involved here. But is that a halacha anyways, that every guy is chayev to stop someone who does an iser? So if you look, the Rosh gets into that. Because the Rosh, the way Rosh formulates this, oh, you didn't see that, you couldn't find the Rosh, right? Yeah, he says, it's in the Rosh, it's in the very beginning, it's Oz Aleph. It says, it's the last word, it's like halfway into Oz Aleph. The last word in the line is, the Mikol Makom Isura. Yeah. Mikol Makom Isura Derabanan Ika. Deafilu Katan Ochol Nevelos Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafresha. Kol Shekein Gadol, Shalo Yisayelo. He says, even, how's he proving that it's Derabanan? Because he says, even if a child is eating Nevela, Bezdin Schayev to stop, to prevent him. Okay? So certainly an adult, you're going to have to stop him. I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to help him. So the problem is open, is that who has to stop a katan from being nevela? Bezdin. Bezdin has to stop a katan. I don't have to stop a katan, it seems. I mean, so now, how do you get, I could say, kol shekein, that Bezdin can't help a gadol, but how do you get to me? I'm a regular guy, so how do you know it's also from the Rabbanon? Because you're not allowed to, you have to stop a katan from doing a nevela. Therefore, a kol shekein that you're not allowed to help another guy to do an eser. And how does that follow? It just doesn't follow, right? And it seems from there is now the katan. I mean, so does Bezdin, who has to stop if there's an adult eating nevela? Is that Bezdin's job or my job? I don't know. I mean, my katan is Bezdin's job. I mean, is he saying that's my job? Is that the halacha? I have to go around stopping every guy on the police? It seems like Bezdin's doing it because they're the ones who take care of these types of things, you'd think. I mean, what is it? I mean, if a katan has to be stomped, then a gadol has to be stomped. So it doesn't. Why should it be that by a katan, a Bezdin does it, but by a gadol, everyone does it? It would seem, it's a simple way at least, is that this is Bezdin's responsibility. So if that's the case, so then how do you come from there that it's also for me to help him? It just doesn't add up. Okay, so the question is, what's the nature of this whole thing of Messiah? It's called Messiah. So it means to help. So Lufnei Iver is a Deraisa, and Lufnei Messiah is a Darabana, to help a guy. So, but what's the nature of this Darabana here, and how are they proving it? This is how they're deriving it from that Bezdin thing. Something like this. See, you have to ask the question, and I think this is a good question anytime you have a din of Bezdin. Okay, when you have a chiv of Bezdin, you have to ask yourself, is it pshat that it's a chiyuv on Bezdin? Or do you say, no, really it's a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael? But Bezdin is like the arm of Klal Yisrael. You know what I mean? Like, can't have, really, so to speak, is it pshat that Bezdin, one of Bezdin's jobs, their chiyuv is to stop people from doing Yisurim. We say, no, everyone really has to stop people from doing Yisurim. It is, we're all one, we're all Jewish people, and we all have to be concerned about everyone else. But the only thing is that practically you can't have everyone going around policing every single other person. So the Beis Din is like the arm of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who do it. But it's a chiyuv on everybody. It's just that it's implemented through the Beis Din. As opposed to saying it would be like an intrinsic chiyuv on the Beis Din per se. Okay? Okay, I mean, you can answer that question. I mean, I don't know. I guess everything about Beis Din, you can, in theory, consider it both ways. I don't really know the answer to it. I guess every city you have to define. Anytime you do something about Beis Din, it just seems to be a legitimate question. Okay? Fine. So now the question is like this. The difference being is if you say it's a chiyuv on Beis Din, it has absolutely nothing to do with me. If you say it's a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael and Beis Din is the arm, so then you say it's my chiyuv also, so to speak. It's carried out through Beis Din. Okay? So conceptually, you see, those are very different. My relationship to it becomes different. But that's very good conceptually, but you'll say, what's the difference practically? Practically, Beis Din's doing it and not me. Practically, Beis Din's doing it and not me. So what's the difference if you tell me, conceptually, I'm chayiv to be Polish guy from Esar? If practically, the chayiv never has any expression, so who really cares? Right? Well, what's the nafkamina? So I'm just creating an abstract thing, but what's the point? the difference is like this, is that I'd say is that if you help a guy do an Isser, it's what you're doing is you're actively negating a Prisha from Isser. Okay? Well, it means, like you'll say is like this. Let's say everyone's chayv to separate a guy from Isser. So you'll say, but you can't have everybody doing it, so fine. So you only have Beis Din doing it. But see, if I give a guy Isser, not only am I not being Poresh from it, but I'm doing the opposite of being Poresh. You know what I mean? It's like the antithesis of Prisha. Giving it to him. I'm actually helping him. You know what I mean? So if I have a Chi of Prisha, a dormant Chi of Prisha, so to speak, which is fulfilled by the Beis Din, so it's true I don't have to do anything because Beis Din's doing my thing. But that doesn't mean I could contradict it, because I'd be contradicting my chiyuv. In other words, I rely on Beis Din to do it. But if I undermine it, I'm denying the chiyuv. So since the chiyuv does exist on me, it's just not practical. It will have a practical application. Practical application would be that it's if I give him something, which means I'm contradicting the prisha, so now I'm in violation. So it's an isser. It's an isser, but it's because it's the action of helping the guy is a manifest denial of the chiyuv prisha. So that's why Tosos talks that way. He's like, it's asur because you're chayiv. You know what I mean? It's because you'll say, what's the isser? Because I'm not doing prisha. I don't have to do prisha. I don't have to do prisha, but I have a chiyuv prisha. It's just that it's the chiyuv resides, it's carried out. The active form of the chiyuv is carried out through the Beis Din. But so to speak, the passive, then the chiyuv prisha generates an isser also, an isser of helping him, because that's undermining the prisha. That, you can't say that's relegated to the Beis Din. I mean, you can say relegate the positive component to the Beis Din, but you can't relegate the negative form and say, oh, Beis Din will be worried about not giving him isser, but I could give him isser. That doesn't make sense. It makes sense that you can't have everybody doing the positive thing, because you have to give it to some people. But you can't say he can have everybody not helping him. Of course you have everybody helping him. That's great. You know, the more people not helping him, the better. You know what I mean? So the idea, the idea of the chiyuv of preventing a guy really has two sides. It means that I have to prevent the guy, and I can't help him. Because not helping him is the opposite. So what's relegated to Beis Din is the positive, but the isser applies to everybody. You know what I mean? So it seems like the way they're learning, the way the Rosh is setting it up, is that the way they're understanding is that why should it be? It seems this is their svara, is that Beis Din is mitzvah to be mafresh a katan from nevelos. Now it doesn't make sense to say that's just the din of Beis Din. Why should that be like a role of Beis Din? Is that like, I understand, I could see arguing, maybe you'll say Mises Beis Din, something like that. That's intrinsically a mitzvah of Beis Din. You could argue, maybe you could argue the other way also, but I mean, you could take a position, that's a mitzvah of Beis Din, because it's Mises Beis Din. But to stop a guy from Isser, what does that have to do with Bezdin per se? It doesn't make sense to say that's Bezdin per se. The only way to understand that, the Rosh argues, is that it's a din of Klal Yisrael, and Bezdin is the arm of Klal Yisrael. So that means every person, it has an abstract, a dormant chi of prisha. Now therefore, since that's the case, Kol Shekein, I can't feed it to him, because that's the undermining of the opposite of the whole thing. That you can't do. See, that's why the observers are okay. Like, someone who would be watching this, so he has a chi of prisha, right? He has a chi of prisha. Aye, but he's not going to do it. So, yeah, because he's relying on Bezdin. Bezdin's going to do it. So he's not doing it. He's not denying the prisha. He's just letting Bezdin do it. But you can't say, I'm letting Bezdin do it. It's not, no, you're actually contradicting it. I mean, so that's why he says, chai lo prisha meyisr. It sounds like those things, you have to actually stop him. But it's not true. He holds really every person has to go inside. No, he doesn't mean that. He just means, chai lo prisha meyisr is an abstract chiv. But it's not active. It's a dormant chiv. You know what I mean? It's a very nice sosis. It's like a concept. You just see like the abstract halachic structures going on. You know what I mean? Like the way, let's just, you got a feel for the halachic system, the way, like the abstract formulations and stuff. It's very nice. The precision of the way Tos formulates it, you see, is very nice. How he talks about it, like a chiv and like an isser, and you know? Yeah. So now the question turns to, so now you have an isser deraisa of lefnei iver, which means causing a guy to violate an isser. Okay, that's one halacha. And then you have a derabanan of misayeh. And it's a derabanan of misayeh, which is the denial of the preventing people. Okay, the denial of the halacha of being porish a person. Okay? You have the derais and the derabanan. Okay? So the derais and the derabanan. The derais is causing a guy where he couldn't have otherwise been over. And the derabanan of helping a guy. Like I said. So Tosos, let's look at Tosos in Avodah Zarah on Vavim and Beis. Okay, if you have it, good. If not, it's not so long. So he says like this. Okay, it's on this thing which says Menayin Shelo Yosher Adam Kos Yain and Nazir. So it's the saying is you're not allowed to give a Nazir a cup of wine. So he says Nira Duhu Adim B'chol Shari Yisurim. It's all Yisurim. It's not only giving a Nazir a cup of wine. It's any Yisur. You're not allowed to give a guy an Yisur. El Hachinak a Kos Yain and Nazir. Mishun the Mistamal and Mishte Kabayle. Kivad the Kuleel Machamra Shosu. The reason why he says wine is because why do you think the guy wants a glass of wine? Because he's going to drink it. That's just what wine is for. Wine is for drinking. So if a guy is asking for a cup of wine, it's a good assumption that the guy wants to drink it and he forgot about his naziros. So therefore you have to, that's why he's also to give it to him. You're like causing him to stumble. Aval Yisrael, Shamar Hoshid Li Nevela, Ochazi, or Sham Esar, Ein Lechoshto Me Lehoshivlo. If a guy just says, hey, give me a piece of pig. You don't have to say, whoa, are you going to eat that? You don't have to be choshir. Why should he think he's going to eat it? I mean, he's not eating it. People don't eat pigs. See, wine is something everyone drinks wine. That's what wine is for. But a pig, you say, give me a pig, or some isser, you don't say the guy's going to, maybe he's going to do something else with it. Because you don't have to assume. It's only because wine, it's saying, it's its own way. Give me a glass of wine. What are you going to do with a glass of wine? Okay? But otherwise, it says you don't have to suspect the guy. Okay? But if you know that he's definitely, that's what he's going to do, that he definitely is, give me a piece of pig, I want to eat it, then he says, then it's also to give them. Even if it's his. Even if it's his. You don't say, look, it's his thing, what am I supposed to do? No, that's an isadur, it's an isadur, it's a little favor. Okay, interesting, right? Okay, he's proving it from the Gemara. Okay, ready to do the Gemara from. So a mumma avodzkachav means like a guy who's Jewish, but he basically doesn't care. He rejected Torah and he just does avod zar. So basically, you know, even if a guy like that, okay, just says, you know, hey, or you can imagine like a secular Jew, let's say nowadays, a guy who's totally secularized, says, give me, can you pass me my pork? So even though it's his, you can't do it. Get double you do it, shiachlu. Because you know that he's going to eat it. See, if it's a regular guy who's a chetzkes kashrus and says, give me pork. So you ask me, you have a guy, a piece of pork. Give me a pork. So I don't have to assume you're not going to eat it. Why are you going to eat it? You don't eat pork. But if a guy is a guy who's, he's basically, you know, he's not from and he's saying, you want pork, presumably that's what he's going to do with it. Presumably he's going to eat it. So he says, you're not allowed to give it to him. Tiki Shrol Gomor, Chashvinan, like, because he's really like 100% Jewish. He's a Momar. But even though he gave up Judaism, it doesn't mean he's not a Jew. He's a Jew. I mean, a guy you can give pig to all day long, because he's a guy. I mean, but a Jew, a Jew is also to eat pork. Now, who cares that he decided to violate the Torah? It doesn't make it mutter for him. So I am causing him to violate Nesu Deraisa. So I'm not allowed to do it. It's only talking about where the guy, where the mumar, for instance, couldn't get it otherwise. Okay, couldn't get the meat otherwise. So if he asked me for pork, let's say this secular Jew, he asked me to give him a piece of pork. So if he could not have gotten it without me, then it's going to be also for me to give it to him. But if he could have gotten it without me, then it's not going to be also. Then I could give it to him. So if he says, hey, could you give me my pork? And it's sitting right there on the table, and he's going to get it anyways, so then it's fine. Okay? And then it's fine. So he's saying, yeah, somehow, what about the Darabanan? What about the Darabanan of Messiah? He doesn't have it. Okay, for some reason, and this is what they're going to get into, is that by a guy and by a mumar, you don't have an Isser of Messiah. That's the import of this Tosos. That you have Lefnei, Lefnei applies to the Jewish, or you'll see even by a guy it has in this Gemara, or by a mumar, it doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. Lefnei is 100%. If it's also for the guy to do it and you cause him to violate, that's it. Okay, that's a deraisa. But the Messiah apparently doesn't apply if the guy is doesn't apply to a guy or to a mumar. Okay, so that's what this thing, the Rosh, I think, is the same thing. And this is what the Shach is going, okay, on this Tosos. Okay, so the Shach, it's in Simon, in your day, it's in Kufna and Aleph. It's Sif Dalet. So basically, it's talking about an Isser to give a guy a Avodah Zarah. Okay, not necessarily give a guy. If you know that a guy is going to do a Avodah Zarah thing, you're not allowed to sell him like an idol. Okay? If you know he's going to buy it, you know he's going to worship it. Guy, you know he wants to buy some statue. You know he's going to buy it and worship it. So you're not allowed to sell it. Because it's also for a guy to do a Avodah Zarah. So it's Lefnever. You're causing the guy, and even if it's by a guy, you're causing the guy to violate. Okay, he causing the guy to do a Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Shavuot Ne'enach. Okay? So it says in the Ramah, he says, Yesho mahada asya limkar lahem dvarim ha-sheichin la-avodasa, ha-haynu dafka mein lahem acherim ki-yotiba. Ha-lashul yichalik nos makam acher. So the Isser is only told me that if they can't, they don't have something else, they don't have another idol, or they can't buy it elsewhere. Avalim yichol liknos makam acher, butir limkar lahem kal davar. But if they could buy it elsewhere, or they have other idols that they can bow down to, so then it's mutter, because look, they're going to bow down to idols anyway. So what are you doing? You're just helping them, but that's not Lefnei Iver. Lefnei Iver is only talking about if they couldn't do it otherwise. Okay? I'm Messiah, yeah. Apparently there's no Isser Messiah. Right? And then he says, V'yesh Machmir. But some are Machmir. Right? Why are they Machmir? There's no Lefnei Iver. So presumably because Messiah, yeah. Because he could get it otherwise. So it's not Lefnei Iver, so presumably Messiah, yeah. By Goy. So it seems like the machlokas is whether or not there's an Isser of Messiah by a guy. V'yesh v'nogu l'hakel k'sfar v'shonot the minig is to be mekel v'chol b'al nefesh yachmer chomei l'atzma. But a b'al nefesh should be machmer for himself. Okay? So it turns out, it's a simple pshat, you read the Ramah, that's the machlokas. Machlokas is do you have Messiah? Again, if the guy could get the idol anyway, so it's not l'fnever, because you get it anyways, but it could be a Messiah issue. So it's a machlokas. Ramah brings in two positions about whether it's Isser Messiah. Okay, he's saying the minhag is really mekel and it's okay. Okay? So the Shach doesn't like this. Okay, the Shach first explains the side of that it's mekel. It says it's allowed. He says, Disrir lehu dechi hechi damrinu b'shas gabe nazir da'asir lehu shilo kos yayin hainu dafka b'koi b'trei v'dinara. Just like we see by the nazir, it's only lefnei iver if he can't get it otherwise. So dinara, same thing here. V'yesh mechmir, Mr. Silverin, the mekamag mesdor abonanika. Afil lo avikmo trei v'dinara. He says, but the other side, the side who's Machmir, holds that it's going to be Messiah. Yeah. Still Nisid Rabbanon, it's Messiah. Okay, that's the way the Ramah is learning. Kozeh Dasarav. That's the way the Ramah is learning. Aval Fionias Daiti. But according to the Rosh Hashanah is saying, according to his Das, he's arguing on the Ramah. He's going to say there's no Machlokas. The low pligi, there's no Machlokas. The Kuli Alma Modim La Mordechai Vetosos Perakama Devot Kachavim, Devot Kachavim Amumar Shari. He says, everyone agrees that this Tosos I just read with you, there's no Messiah by a guy or by a mumar, and the Mordechai also says that everyone agrees with that. There's no machlokas. He's arguing. The Ramah brings it down as a machlokas. He's saying it's a mistake. There's no machlokas. There goes Mordechai, the Tosvos, the Harash, Perakam, the Shabbos. Ron Perkan those Chavim, because I all these guys say about Messiah, right? And it's like Aratosis, for instance, in Shabbos. It says it's the Rabban of Messiah. He says that's my Rabbi Yisrael. That's only talking about by Yisrael, because by a Jew, a Yisrael, you chayev to prevent him from doing an Isser. So since you chayev to prevent him from doing an Isser, that generates an Isser Darbanon of Messiah. But by a guy where there's no halacha that I'm a chayev to go help out Goyim, prevent him from doing Yisurim. So therefore, there's no Isser helping him. There's no Isser to help him. So even though the Gemara, our Tosus and many Rishonim say that there's Nisa Drabanan of Messiah, they're not talking about by Goyim, they're only talking about by Jews. But the Tosus by Zara is talking about by a guy, and by a guy, that's where there, or by Mumma, that's when there's no din of Messiah. With the cause of Harasham, the low Garam Yisrael Katanachal of Elosh, Bezim Silla Frisho, Koshkin Yisrael Gadol. Like the Rosh says, that the whole argument, how do you know there's Nisa Messiah? Because Bezim's Chayev, if a Jewish kid is eating a nevela, you have to prevent him. He says, but by a guy, or a Yisrael who's a secular guy, Yisrael is a mumar, so then there's no chiv to be mafresh him. It's interesting he's saying there's no chiv. We have to take this up, but he's saying there's no chiv to prevent a guy who's a mumar. Okay, prevent a guy who's a secular Jew. There's no chiv. He'd say, why not? What's the difference? And I didn't say the guy, he's saying, I have to prevent guy. But I mean, he's a Jew. He just had the argument before. Why is he lefnei Iver? Because he's a good Jew. He's a Jew. A Jew is a Jew. He's secular. Who cares? He's still a Jew. But somehow, in terms of the chiv of preventing him, it doesn't apply if he's a Jew. He has to be a from Jew or something like that. I mean, if he's not from, then it doesn't apply for some reason. He says, and teda, he brings a proof that there's really no argument, that everyone really agrees with this. She'arei kosov harav b'darkei Moshe, the das hatosos reish parakam d'vatzchom k'das ha-mordechai sham, the shari. So he says that Tosfos and Avod Zorah is like the Mordechai that says it's mutter by a guy. There's no Messiah by a guy. The Lashon Rosh is Perikam Tzchom, who Lashon Atosfos Sham. And the Rosh says the exact same thing as Tosfos and Avod Zorah. Same exact thing. Which the Ramah himself is claiming is because there's no Messiah by a guy. But the Rosh, by a Shabbos, is the one who says about this whole Isser of Messiah. So it's a contradiction. Does the Rosh hold that there's no Messiah or there's no Isser of Messiah? And the answer is going to have to be that no, the difference is that it's talking about by a guy or by a Jew. So he shows that from the Rosh himself, you have a stira, because on the one hand he has Messiah by Shabbos, by our case in Shabbos, on the other hand he has no Messiah by the case of the Avodah Zarah. The only resolution is going to be, you can't say it's different shittos, it's the same Rosh. Okay, the Ramah is making a mistake, he's saying, because the Ramah is learning it like it's a machlokas. There's no machlokas, because you see the Rosh is on both sides. So you're going to have to say that the difference is whether it's a Jew or a guy. So he's saying there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees by a Jew, there is a problem with Messiah. Everyone agrees by a guy, there's no problem with Messiah. So there's no argument altogether. B'chayner b'ni Yerucham, Qasim g'divrei etosu, sh'esh perek ha'zchav, v'nesivi beitz, Qasim g'divrei etosu, sh'esh perek ha'zchavis, elevai v'frishas. So I guess saying tosus, you could argue they're different bali tosus. To say this is a different people, a different author. But the Rosh is the same guy, and he says Rabbi Yerucham also. So you see there are two sources who bring down both of these halachos. So they're saying there must be real, there's no argument. He's saying the Ramah's making a mistake. The Ramah thinks there's an argument, there's no argument. It's 100%. Okay, no one's arguing. That's what the Shach is saying. Okay, so Shach is saying that there's no halacha of Messiah by a guy or by a mumar. Okay, that's what we have to explain. Why not? Right, what's the idea? And he's saying it's because there's no chiyuv to be mafresh now, but why not? I mean, first of all, why not? I mean, why not by a guy? It's a little easier, but still, why not? I mean, it's a sort of neiver by a guy, so why is there no assert of a messiah or a chiyuv to separate him? And by a Jew, I mean, his whole argument of the reason, Tosa's argument was that a Jew, he's a real Jew, so why shouldn't there be the neiver? Who cares if he's a mumar? Also, then why is it that, why don't you say the same thing by a mumar? He's a real Jew, so he's a mumar, so why don't you say you have to stop him or it's also to help him? Okay? Good. Okay. Now there's one more source. It's the Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Okay, because if you look, I found from some cross-references that there's the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim on our Semen. And that, I look at that, or that Magen Avraham. You can look at it if you want. It's in, where is the exact source? Shin Mem Gimel? Shin Mem Zayin. O Sifkat and Dalet, I think. Okay, it's the Magen Avraham. It's Shimrim Zayin Sif Katan Dalet, the Magen Avraham. But he, in his, in Or HaChaim, that is. So in doing so, he quotes a Rashi in Avodah Zarah on Nehem and Aleph. Okay, so the Rashi in Avodah Zarah seems to be against the Shach. Because Shach say, no one really argues I mean, I don't know if it's against the Shachas. Shachas is talking about those guys, you know, the people he was dealing with. He's saying the Ramah is making a mistake. But Rashi, there is a Rashi which does seem to argue. Because it's on Nun Hayamad Aleph and Avodah Zarah. It's a Dorchim, it's a bottom Rashi. Dorchim Avodah Zarah Begas. Just talking about that you're allowed to help press wine, help a guy to press wine into like some sort of a pit. Okay? So it says, V'lo Amrin and Mistakir B'Yisurei Anahu. He says, you don't say, why don't you say that you're making money with something which is less about not? Okay, because you're not allowed to make money, profit out of something that's less about not. So here, this thing is going to be Ayin Nesach. So, or presumably be less about not. He's saying, but he says, no, the feel b'shtia sabar haitan and d'shari. Kozman shor labar. Because in words, until it goes down into their pits, it doesn't become also, you're even allowed to drink it. So the thing is, what you're doing is you're not working on something that's less about not. So he's saying, he gets rid of, there's no problem of, separate problem, there's no problem. He says, maybe it's a different problem that I'm causing the thing to become tame. He says, that's not a problem either, because the guy made it tame. Okay, fine. Now he says, I had another problem. Right, so why don't you say, yeah, but you're helping a guy. It's an avera for the guy to do, because he's making, it's going to be a vodzara. He's making this thing aser. So I say, you're helping a guy do an iser. He says, no, lekash, because the guy isn't really commanded and I'm not doing this. Apparently there's no issue. He's saying there's no issue for a guy to do what he's doing. This thing is really mother for a guy. Okay? This thing is mother for a guy. Whatever the details of the thing are. But the point is that Rashi is, what do you mean? But why don't you just say it's not Messiah? Because there is no Messiah by Gaia. You know what I mean? There's no Messiah. He's not saying that you're not, there's no Messiah for you by a guy. Because he says, no, the guy isn't commanded on this issue. But the implication is, but if you were commanded on this issue, you wouldn't be able to help him because you're helping an over Avera. So he's a guy. So apparently, according to Rashi, it doesn't matter if you're a guy. It doesn't matter, but you have Misayaya even by a guy. So you have Machlokas here. It really turns out it's Machlokas. I mean, it seems like she Rashi Bishita Yechidi, but either way, I mean, it is a Rashi. You know, I mean, that's what Maganam points out, that the Shach may be successful in showing that the Shitas that Ramah is bringing aren't really arguing, but there is a Shita of Rashi. Okay, so the question is, what's the Machlokas here, right? What's the Machlokas? So I guess we'll try to do these things next time. It's not that many questions. I mean, it's a few points. So if you do that, I guess after that we're going to go further in the Gemara. I'll give you more specific Malkos, but we're going to go further in our Gemara. Okay? There's no Shir tomorrow.